So this wall we're looking at is kind of a collage of older paintings, kind of art, black art. We have a couple drawings of little black children. When I come to this space, it reminds me how my parents have been very intentional in making the home a place to know that, oh, I am worth painting and drawing and being created into art. Hi, my name is Ryan Wimsatt. I am 23 years old, and I am currently living in Windsor Hills, California, Los Angeles, my hometown. My parents came to this neighborhood looking for a home. It was called Black Beverly Hills. And my dad and my mom really wanted to live in a black neighborhood that was nurturing, kind of akin to the art within the home. Growing up in a black neighborhood definitely impacted my view of myself. I was given an opportunity to think, form my own opinions, have my own dreams, and grow. When I realized, oh, I actually might be queer, and not feeling like that reality of mine was best serving my parents, and especially going to college and realizing that this is who I am and I need to be honest to myself and I owe that to myself as well. Being in the home felt like I was regressing. It had come to a tipping point. And I remember telling my mother and then coming to a place of tension in who I am. She said, you have these expectations for your children. There is a mourning that comes an understanding that your child isn't going to meet or do the things that you always dreamed for them. I think that is where a lot of the disappointment or upset kind of came from, because I would say, oh my gosh, my mother, she's a psychology, sociology professor. She's all about elevating the black experience. How could she be so blind to this in me? And I say this often, and my friends know when I say it, you know, being pro-black or being a person of color and wanting the best for your race or ethnicity is not the same as being pro the human experience for everyone. You know things until someone else of that experience kind of teaches you it. And that's kind of where she is. She's really understanding and learning as well. And she's becoming a partner in this. Before, it felt like when I go to college and I'm hanging out with my friends, there is where I exist in a home that's where I can be myself and my queerness. In my physical home is where I can exist with my family. But now I feel like they're coming together really beautifully with time. And maybe it's as simple as that. Maybe home is just a safe place where I can grow.